The Parable of the Lost Son, Luke chapter 15, verse 11 through 32. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare, and here I am starving to death? I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. 'Your brother has come,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I've been slaving for you, and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you killed the fattened calf for him.' 'My son,' the father said, 'you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' Since the son in this parable is an individual, and the brother is an individual, also the father, representing God the Father, is an individual, it is preferable to take the meaning of this parable individually. This can also be buttressed from context. Our Lord tells this parable, following two other illustrations, in response to a criticism from the Pharisees and scribes to the effect that this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Luke chapter 15, verse 2. Understanding the parable as a lesson showing these critics that God, the Father in the parable, is only too happy to welcome back sinners and sup with them in the same way that this man did, because they are his children too, makes the best sense. Seen from this point of view, the brother who has the bad attitude and grumbles against his brother, welcomed back is the perfect role for every scribe and Pharisee who is murmuring against Jesus' practice of reconciling the wayward. Also, the two illustrations which precede the parable, that of the lost sheep and the lost coin, even more clearly demonstrate the point that God is concerned for every lost individual, even if the majority, the collective, does not need to be searched for and recovered.